We begin the current daf Masechet Yuma, daf Memhei. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is discussing our Mishnah where we're currently in the Masechta, which again, as we have previously mentioned, that the Avodas Hayom of the Kohen Gadol and Kippurim are divided into 5 different phases, where so far we're in phase 2, where the Kohen Gadol has already done the Avodah with the Big Day Zab, the Shemayin, the Begadim, that of the Tumah Shel Shachar. Now he's in the Big Day Lavan, where he has already done the first Vidui and the Smicha on his par between the Ul and Mizbeach, then done the lottery of the Sar Lazazel and Sar Lashem, then came back to his par, and he's done the Smicha and the Vidui a second time. Then he shechted it, and he was makabel dam, and someone else is mixing it now. Now we're in the process where he's getting the shovel for the coals that's on the Mizbeach HaChitzin together with the Keteris and bring it inside Lefnei V'Lefem. And in that discussion, the Mishnah had discussed the differences between the Avoid of the Keteris, which is done every single day in the morning, and the Pras in the evening, which are brought in the Mizbeach HaZab and the Heichel, and that of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, where the Keteris is brought Lefnei V'Lefem. The Mishnah mentions the differences between the two of them. And that the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, that a difference is that b'chol yoy makriv pras shachris b'chulu, every single day it would be a half a mana brought of the keteris in the morning and half of the mana in the evening. B'chol yoyim ha'isadaka, every single day it was brought finely ground, the keteris. V'yoyim daka min adaka, and today the day of Kippurim, it was extra fine in the incense that it was ground. Now, the source for this, the Gemara brings Tarmbayin Linda B'raisa. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, regarding the keteris of Yom Kippurim, it says daka, that the keteris have to be finely ground. So the Gemara says, Matam Aleima. The Braisa asks, what is that teaching us? About Likvan Nema, the Pasuk already tells us in Shemais, regarding the keteris of the entire year, V'shachaktem Men Hadeg, that you should grind it down very fine. So why is it saying in Yom Kippurim you should do it fine if we know that regarding all the keteris that they're fine? Lehevi Dakum Nadaka, that teaches us this halacha, that Yom Kippurim, it was extra fine. That on every Yom Kippurim, they would send it back to the grinders again to grind it and to make it extra fine. That was another difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year's Keteris. Now, the Mishnah told us other differences, not just for Keteris between the Kohen Gadol and possibly on Yom Kippur and regarding the rest of the year. That is, B'chol Yom, Kainim Oilim B'mizrach Yichal Kevish. Every day of the year, when Kahanim would come up to the Mizbeach, they would go up on the eastern part of the ramp. Now, the reason for this, the Gemara explains, Amar Maaz, the master had said, Kol pina shata paina, every turn that when you turn, liyu el derech yamin, they should be to your right, which is in reference to the Mizbeach, lemizrach, that's towards the east. And that's because the ramp is on the southern part of the Mizbeach. Therefore, when he's coming up on the eastern part of the ramp, if he's going to be turning to the right, because all your turns should be towards the right, therefore you want to start off on the eastern part of the ramp, where then you go ahead and you're turning right immediately, because that's where you're heading, and you're not just passing more of the area of the Mizbeach unnecessarily. Now, however, in contrast to that, v'hayoyim, but today, the Kohen Gadol, he'd be oyle b'amtza, he would go up in the middle of the ramp, v'yared b'amtza, and he'd come down in the middle of the ramp. Now the Gemara is my time, what's the reason? Didn't we say that wherever you turn, you're turning to the right, and therefore you should start off on the eastern part, which is towards the right part, and then you won't have to unnecessarily be passing by an area without cause? So now the Gemara answers, Mishum Kavaydi the Kohen Gadol, because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol, and that is to show his respect, that he's like a family member, that, so to speak, he can go places where he doesn't have to, and some of that covered that like a ben bayis, he doesn't have to go through the same channels that other members have to. Therefore, he's allowed to pass areas even unnecessarily. He's allowed to go up in middle and walk to the right instead of starting all the way at the right, even though he's going to the right anyway. Now, the Mishnah continued and said, another difference, b'chol yoyim, every single day of the year, kohen gadol mekadesh yodav raglav menakir b'chulu. Every single day, he would sanctify his hands and his feet, as everyone had to do before they do the avodah, from the kir, which had the water, which they would sanctify their hands and wash their hands and feet. However, on the day of Yom Kippur, he would do it with a ketan shel zav, with a golden flask. So again, the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason? So again, the Gemara asks, b'shem kavod shekohen gadol, for the honor of the kohen gadol, today was different, that they would do it on Yom Kippur with a golden flask, and not from the kir, as it is during the rest of the year. Then the Mishnah told us, another difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year is b'chol yoyim ha'yusham arba marachas. Every day of the year, there were 4 different pyres, different fires that were on the Mizbeach burning, and on Yom Kippur there was 5. Now, the Mishnah tells us that this is a machlekes. This opinion said that every day of the year was 4 and Yom Kippur was 5. Other opinions say 3 and 4, and another opinion says 2 and 3. as the Gemara explains by bringing the following brisa. Tarabon learned the brisa. B'chol yoyim hayu shtayim arachas. Every single day there were only two fires on the Mizbeach. Vayim shalosh, and today the day of Kippur there were three. As this first opinion explains, achas maracha gedola. One was the large fire that was there in the on the Mizbeach, which was where they would burn all the Evarim and Pedarim. That's where all the sacrifices were placed on the Mizbeach. The achas maracha shnei shagetaris. One was the second pyre of the Keteris, which is where they would go ahead and take the coals from every day of the year to bring those coals on top of the Mizbeach Hazav to then put the Keteris on top of that inside the Hechel. The achas, and one, which was specifically on Yom Kippur, was Shemesifim by Bayim. They would add that day of Yom Kippur, which they would go specifically to take the coals for the Keteris that are done inside the Kachet Kachim only Yom Kippur. However, the Keteris that are done in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, that's like the Keteris of throughout the rest of the year, which those coals are taken from the Maracha Shnei Shel Keteris. So you have the three Marachas, one of where everything is burnt on. Then you have the second Maracha, which is for the Keteris of the rest of the year's Keteris, even on Yom Kippur, that's where it's taken from. And then the special Keteris, besides that which is brought in the morning and the evening, which is done Lefnai V'Lefnim only once a year, that was taken from a third Maracha made specially for the day of Yom Kippurim, to Rabbi Huda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. So he's the one that says in our Mishnah, two, and today, three. Rabbi Yisayimer, he adds another one. He says, B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Yom Arba. Every day of the year, there were three fires on the Mizbeach, and today there was four. And he explains, Achash HaMarocha Gedela, one was the large fire. V'achash HaMarocha Shnei Shel Keteris, one was the second fire that was used for the Keteris of the rest of the year. V'achash Shalkiyim Ha'esh. And one was, this third one that was there the entire year, was to maintain the fire of the Maracha Gedol, and that is if it will not continuously reignite itself and continue burning, so they had to keep on adding on. So therefore they have a fire there ready on the Mizbeach to then take from that fire to then help maintain the large Maracha. V'achash Mesifim Bebeyem, and one was the one that they added that day, again, to take for the Keteris Lefnei V'Lefnim from the coals of this special Maracha. R'meir Aymer, someone not Gerus Meir, Remeya says, "B'chol yom arba v'yom chamesh." He adds another one. Says every day of the year there was four, and today in Kippur there was five. And he explains, "Achash maracha gedoyla." One was the large maracha again for all the evarim and pedarim, for all the parts of the fats and the limbs. "V'achas shemaracha shnei shel keteris." One was the second one for the keteris of every day of the year. "V'achas shel kiyum eish." One was like Rabbi Yisi had added on for the one of maintaining the fire. The fourth one that was there throughout the year was one was for the limbs and for the fats that were not consumed through the evening, and that is because generally, and that's what Tfilas Ma'ariv is connected, that the sacrificial limbs were burnt throughout the evening. Now those that either were not put onto the Maracha, or they were put but they did not get sufficiently consumed, those limbs were put onto this fourth Maracha for the following day. That's where they were put on. And va'achash ha'mesifim b'yom, and one was like everyone had said that was added for this day to take for the keteris of lufnai v'lufnim. Now this is like the brisa had brought, as we explained the different opinions on Mishnah, that some that say that there was two or every day of the year and today three, or three every day of the year and today four, or four every day of the year and five today on the day of Yom Kippur. Now, however, the Gemara asks, dekuli alma mias tarti islo. Everyone holds at least that they all agree upon that there was at least two pyres on Mizbeach every day of the year. Now the Gemara asks Manolan, where do we know at least that minimum that there were these fires on the Mizbeach? So that the Gemara explains, Amakra, there's a Pasuk in Vayikra that tells us, and this is in Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, it says, Tzavis Aaron ves Bonavalim, or command the Aaron and his sons the following, Zoyis Teres Oila, this is the halachas of the carbon Oila. And the Pasuk continues and says, Hiha Oila al Moikta, this is the Oila on its flame. So again, we see that there's a fire on the Mizbeach. Allah Mizbeach Kalai, that's on the Mizbeach the entire night, and as the Pasuk says, Adabaik until the morning. That the Gemara says, Zumaracha Gedola, this is a reference to the large Maracha, which is again where we put all the Ivar Mabadam, where we burn the parts of the oil that are consumed on the Mizbeach. Now the end of the Pasuk says, the Esha Mizbeach too good by, and the fire of the Mizbeach should be burning on it. Now what is it again, the Lashon of Moikid of a fire on it? So Zumaracha Shnei Shel Keteris, this is a reference to a different fire, which was the second fire that was used for the Keteris of every day of the year. Now, Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara asks, Kima Eish Menaleh. So we know the minimum amount that of Rabbi Yehuda, that there was two fires. Where does Rabbi Yosi know about the third fire, that there was another fire to maintain the fire of the Maracha Gedola? So that Nafkaleh, he learns it out from a different pasuk, where again used the word of Maikid, where it says Mivo Eish al Mizbeach Tukid Bay, that the fire on the Mizbeach should be flaming on it. So you see that another Maikid it was, that was the third one of maintaining the fire of the Maracha Gedela. However, Behuda, he would tell you, who he said there was only two Marachas, and there wasn't another Maracha of to maintain the fire of the Maracha Gedela. He says, this that says there in that Pasuk that Eish al Mizbeach Tukid Bay, Hahu, that's coming for a different halacha. That's lahatzasas, that means to light the fire of the Maracha Gedola of Alisa through these thin twigs of splinters of wood, who the asa, that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach. And specifically, the time like we learn the Braisa. Rebbehuda Aimer Rebbehuda said, Minayin lahatzasas Alisa, from where do we know that the flaming, the lighting of the Maracha Gedola through these twigs, there should only be on the top of Mizbech. Not that one should light it on the bottom and then bring it up to the top of Mizbech, but rather it should be lit on the top of the Mizbech. That's what the Pasuk is teaching according to Behuda, not like Rabbi Yosi, who learns it to tell you that there should be another Maracha, but rather that the fire on the Mizbech is where it should be flamed. That means to say, when one is lighting the Maracha Gedailah, it should be lit on top of the Mizbech, and nowhere else, and that's what it's coming to teach, but not there should be another Maracha contributor. However, in that same Braisa, Rabbi Yossi argues, L'shitasa, according to his opinion, that he says, no, a different halacha we learn from this, specifically like we just mentioned, Minayin Sha'isa Maracha L'kima Eish, from where do we know that one makes a special Maracha, a third one, every day of the year, to maintain the fire of the Maracha Gedailah? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that the fire on the Mizbeach, there should be a maikid, there should be a fire over there, which then maintains the Maracha Gedola. From this extra word, tukad, he explains this third Maracha. But then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosi, but where does he know that halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's learning out from that pasuk, that he's using the third Maracha, hatzasas alisa manale? Where does he know that the lighting of the twigs, of the splinters of the fire, the Maracha Gedola, that has to be on the top of the Mizbeach, and that not that Shaman should light on the floor, and then bring it up while it's already lit, on top of the Mizbeach, if he's using the pasuk for the third Maracha? So that the Gemara says, Nafkele Mehecha de Nafkele Reb Shimon. He learns it out from where Reb Shimon learns it out from a different source. The time I learned the Braisa. It's a pasuk in the Yikra that says, V'nosnu b'nei Aharon ha-koyin eish Mizbeach, that the sons of Aaron the Kohen should put the fire on the Mizbeach. So the first mandam, that of Rabbi Yehuda, and he's also Lishitasai, according to his opinion, Limed ala tzasas alisa, he says that teaches regarding the lighting of the Maracha Gedola with these twigs, Shalait tehei ela b'koyin kasher ubekli sharis to Rabbi Yehuda, that it should be with a valid Kohen, and that the Kohen should be wearing his kli sharis, that means he should be wearing his big dekuna when he's doing it. That's what the Pasuk is teaching, that it has to be Hakoyin, he has to be Bikihune with his Big Dekuna when he's lighting the fire on the Mizbeach. However, Amalei Rabbi Shimon says to him, that cannot be the interpretation of the Pasuk. Because, especially you that you're saying that the Hatzasas Alisa has to be on the top of the Mizbeach, so how could this Pasuk say that, and the one who's doing that has to be a Kohen? V'chital al daitcha, would enter your mind to say Shazar Karv Legab Mizbeach, that a non-Kohen could come to the Mizbeach? In other words, since you learned from the other Pasuk, of Ha'esh al Mizbeach Tukad Bay, you want to learn, not like Rabbi Yosi, that the lighting of the fire with these twigs, with these splinters, have to be on top of the Mizbeach. So then how can you say this other Pasuk is coming to say that, oh, the one that's doing that has to be a Kohen? What would you entertain? That a non-Kohen could do it? But it's being done, like you just said, from the other Pasuk, on top of the Mizbeach. And there's a Pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Ches that says, however, Achel Klei HaKodesh al Mizbeach Lo Yikrivu. A non-Kohen is not allowed to come anyway to the Mizbeach. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that it has to be a kain? If anyways, from the other pasuk you're learning, lishitascha, according to your opinion, it's done on top of the mizbeach, where a non-kain anyways cannot come. So then Rabbi Shimon argues in Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, rather, and he learns like Rabbi Yosi, and that's where Rabbi Yosi learns the source of hatzas alisa, the lighting of the fire that has to be on top of mizbeach, rather, elimad al hatzas alisa. Rather, this is what the pasuk is teaching. Not that it has to be a kain and wearing the big dekuna that's doing it, because that we don't need a pasuk for. Rather, it's coming to teach us that the lighting of the fire shaloi tehei elaboration shal mizbeach. In other words, with the pasuk that we just quoted that says v'nasam ne'aron ha'koyin eish ala mizbeach, that the fire should be done ala mizbeach, and therefore, since he's learning from this pasuk, the lighting of the fire of hatzas alisa has to be on top of mizbeach. So therefore, the other pasuk of where Rabbi Yehuda had already learned up hatzas alisa on top of mizbeach, which was eish ala mizbeach tukad, he learns like Rabbi Yosi that's a third maracha to maintain the fire. Now, this that it says in this pasuk kahuna is still necessary that the putting of the fire has to be a kohen and that it shouldn't be a non-kohen who throws it onto the mizbeach. So therefore, although Reb Shimon is saying that you're doing it on top of Mizbeach, so then you still have to say Kahuna, because although it's being done on top of Mizbeach, but one could still throw it on top of the Mizbeach and light it that way. Now, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon, and again, that's the same as Reb Yossi, where he knows the halacha from, because although he cannot learn it from Eishel Mizbeach Tukabai, to say the Hatzas Alisa, the lighting of the fire, has to be on top of Mizbeach, like Reb Yehuda does, because he used that pasuk to tell you that there's a third maracha, he learns that from this other pasuk of Anosim Ne'aron HaKohen Eishel Mizbeach, which Reb Yehuda wanted to say that means to say that it has to be a Kohen, which they said they can't be, especially the way you're learning the pasuk, that it has to be on top of Mizbeach, and therefore, of course, it has to be a Kohen. So rather, they learn it that it's actually teaching that halacha of atzas alisa on the reish mizbeach. Now, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda, he would tell you that no, it's not a question of what they're asking on him, because imi hasam, if we only had the pasuk that he said before eishal mizbeach. Now, although we're learning from there that you're right, the lighting of the fire has to be on top of mizbeach, we still would not know that a non-kohen would be invalid, and therefore I would still need, like Rabbi Yehuda wants to say, that this other pasuk that you want to learn, that the hatzas alisa on reish mizbeach, is actually teaching that it has to be done with a kohen and wearing his big day kuna, because had we learned from the first pasuk, Havimina, I would have thought to say that koi, that the non-koin could be a'ara standing on the ground, va'avid b'mafucha, and he could be blowing on it to make the fire. K'mashmalon, that's what the pasuk has to teach me, yes. It has to be done on top mizbeach, but someone could stand on the bottom and blow it that way, and therefore even maybe a non-koin could do it. That's why we need another pasuk to tell us that not only has to be in reish mizbeach, but it has to be a koin and wearing big day kahuna. So that's the end of that discussion, which was introduced to explain the opinion of Reb Yossi, who he says not only were there two like Rabbi Yehuda every day of the year, but there are actually three, the third one being the one that maintains the fire of the Marocha Gedela. Now the Gemara moves on to the other mandama. For a mayor, a varm upidarm shulei nesachlum be'er, regarding the limbs and the fats that were not consumed from the evening, minole, where does he know that needs a fourth Marocha every single day? So he's the one that requires the most amount. Now the Gemara says, nafgalei mivaesh. He learns out from the word ve'esh, which in one of the psukim, ve'esh ha-mizbeach, the extra vav comes to and. What's that saying and? It means to say there's another maracha on the mizbeach every day of the year, which is where they burn the leftovers that didn't burn through the night, where that's burned the following day on this new maracha. However, Rabbanan, that they say that there's, in other words, opinion of Reb Yossi and Reb Yehuda, that they don't hold there's this other maracha for the leftovers they've armed mubatarm. Vav le'darshi, they don't expound this extra letter vav. Now, based on this, the Gemara asks Rabbanan, so then according to their opinions, that they don't hold there's another special maracha for those Evarim Rabbadarim, so then Evarim Rabbadarim Shalei Nesachlum Be'erv, so then those limbs and those fats that actually were not consumed from the prior evening, so my Avlehu, what do they do with them? According to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense. You put it onto the special maracha. But according to them, that there is no special maracha, what do you actually do with them? But the Gemara says, Mahadu Lehu Maracha Gedela, you actually return it to the large maracha where every day's Evar Mabudam are brought. Now, although this is from yesterday, you put it back there again and burn the deer again. They're trying like learning the Braisa. Minayin Levar Mubudam Shalei Nesachlum Be'erv. Where do we know regarding fats and limbs that were not consumed the previous evening? And we continue on to Amud Beis, She Seidron Al Gabi Mizbeach, that you organize it again on the Mizbeach. Now, Ve'im Ein Machzikin, and if now there's no room because you have the new day's Karbonas. She Seidron Al Kevesh, that in the meantime, in the interim, you organize it, you put these limbs and fats on the ramp, or on the ledge that goes around the Mizbeach, until you make the Marocha Gedoyla, you make it larger, that it could contain yesterday's and today's, and then you'll organize it there on the Marocha Gedoyla, because it actually does go back over there. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches, this is what the Brice is bringing from the Pasuk in Yikud that says, Ashatecha ha'esh es ha'ila al Mizbeach, that the fire will consume the oila on the Mizbeach. Now, as Rashi explains, if this is not necessary to teach regarding, as every carbon, its fats and limbs are brought on the Mizbeach, because we already have a different pasuk that says, Ho'ila al-Maikta, we know that the oila is brought on the fires of the Mizbeach. So therefore, what is this pasuk teaching by saying that the fire will consume the oila on the Mizbeach? Must mean for the end, in other words, for the remnants of its fats and limbs that were not consumed from the day before, even those are put again on the Marocha Gedayla, and this is a source where, according to those opinions that argue in Yermei and say there was no special Marocha for it, it goes back on the Marocha Gedayla. Now the Gemara continues, however, a mayor, according to him, that this pasuk of Ashatechel Eish Tesa'ila Mizbech that the Gemara just quoted, for their opinion that it goes back on the Marocha Gedayla, he obviously cannot learn the pasuk that way, because he holds that the old Devarim Perudarim actually did not go back. Seifa does not go back on the Maracha Gedolah. You actually make a new Maracha of it. So what does he do with that pasuk? What's that coming to teach if it's not necessary, because we already know that all Kabbanis Oila are brought on the Mizbeach? So what's this extra pasuk teaching? So he learns it for a different drasha. It comes to tell us that Ikuli Oila, that parts of a carbon Oila that pop off because of the fire and the great heat of the Mizbeach, which that's what the pasuk is teaching when it says Asher Teichel Ha'esh Es Ha'ila Al Mizbeach, where it's that the fire is consuming a carbon oila that stays on the mizbeach, and that is atamachze, that you return to the maracha if it pops off. V'atamachze ikuli kataris. However, it's teaching if there's kataris that's burning on the fire and the pieces of the incense, they pop off, they fall off because of the fire, that one does not return. Like the Tanya Reb Chananya Baminyumi B'Deberi B'Leza Ben Yaakov, that he learned the same drasha Asher Teichel Eishes Oila Al Mizbeach, that you put it on the fire, that the oila that was on the mizbeach, and that is Ikuli Oila Tamachzi. You only return the parts of the carbon oila that are being burnt. V'yatamachzi Ikuli Keteris. However, one does not return the pieces of the keteris that fall off, and that's what this pasuk is coming to teach it, that we only talk about it regarding parts of the carbon oil that pop off, but not regarding the parts of the keteris. Now, the Gemara goes back and asks, on those three opinions that were mentioned on Mishnah, which were elaborated on the Braisa, how many marachis they were every day, and on Yom Kippur. So, the Kuli Alma Mias, however, every opinion holds, that Meisifin Boi Bayoim Islo, that there is another maracha that was added that day of Yom Kippur. And as we said before, because that was to take for the special keteris that was lefnai v'lefnim from that new maracha. Another Gemara is Menalhu. Where do we know this, a source from the Torah, that there was this extra maracha on Yom Kippur? Now the Gemara answers, Nafkalu, we learn that from the pasuk in Yikra, me v'ha'esh, from a different pasuk, not the pasuk I said before from v'esh, but rather from v'ha'esh, and the fire. Now as the Gemara says, even though we said before there's those opinions that don't darshan like Reb Meir to make a fourth maracha for the Evarim Pradam, because they don't darshan, they don't expound the extra letter vav to say there's another maracha. However, vav hey darsh. They do agree, however, when there's an extra vav and hey, v'ha'esh, and the fire, that is expounded, and therefore that would come to tell us that there was a special maracha on the day of Yom Kippurim that to take for the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim. Now, the Gemara asks, since we were expounding all the times it says in the Torah regarding the fires of the Mizbeach, Moikid, how many fires there were on it, so the Gemara asked the following question. Eish tamed l'mayasa. When the Pasuk says over there that there should be a constant fire, so what is that coming to teach? So that the Gemara says, we need it as was taught in the following Braisa, where the drush of Eish tamed will teach us a specific halacha. It's going on this pasuk in Mayukra, which says Eish tamed tukut al mizbech loisech, but there should be a constant fire that's flaming on mizbech, and it should not be extinguished. So what is this pasuk teaching us? Limit al maracha shniyah shel keteris. It teaches us regarding the second maracha of the keteris shloit tehei ela al mizbech achitzen, that it should be taken from the outer mizbech, and that's because that pasuk is told by the mizbech ha'ela. So therefore, we learn from this pasuk that Eish tamed tukut al mizbech loisechbe, that it should be constantly there. That's in reference to the keteris, that's taken from the mizbech achitza. Now the Braisa asks, Eish machta, the fire for the shovel, which means for that of Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol took it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, u'menorah, and similarly the fire for the menorah, which was lit every single day, minayin, where do we know that those fires were both taken similarly, just like the keteris was taken every day of the year, was taken to the Mizbeach Hazav from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, as it says that it was al Mizbeach that it should be taken from. How do we know the same thing applies to the fire of the keteris of Yom Kippur and the fire of the menorah of every day of the year? So on that, the Gemara says, v'dinu, that it seems to be that logical to say that it should be from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, because Nemra Eish B'Keteris, it says fire regarding the Keteris, and that is, it says regarding the Keteris Yaktirena, it should be burnt. Now, Haktara is only with fire. So essentially, it's like it says fire regarding the Keteris that are done every day of the year in the Heichal. Now, V'Nemra Eish B'Machta B'Nair, it also says the term fire by the pan of the, for the Keteris of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and also says fire regarding the Menorah. And therefore, we make the following comparison. Malahal na mizbech ha'chitzan, just like regarding the keteris, we take from the fire that's on the mizbech ha'ila, on the outer mizbech, every day of the year. So too, afkan al mizbech ha'chitzan. So too, these things that also have the term of fire should also take their source of fire from the mizbech ha'chitzan. However, the Bryce says, no, it's not necessarily logical, because you could take it a different way. Because you could say, Nemer Esh B'Keteres. It says fire by Keteres, V'Nemer Esh B'Machta Menorah, and it also says fire regarding the pan of the Kohen Gadol in Kippurim, and fire regarding the Menorah every day of the year. Now, you could say the comparison is that not just like over there, the fire is from Mizbech HaChitzen, so to here, the fire is from Mizbech HaChitzen. Rather, you could say, Malahal B'Samach Loi, just like over there. When we take for the, where's the fire? There's essentially only fire in Mizbech HaChitzen. Now, when we're taking for the Mizbech HaPanimi, the inner Mizbech, where we sacrifice the Keteres every day of the year, we take it from something near it, which is the Mizbech HaChitzen. Mizbech HaPanimi is inside the walls of the Heichel, and right outside is the Mizbech HaChitzen, the one that's outside the Azara. So we take the fire from what's near it. Now, therefore, I would say that Af Machtu U'Menorah B'Samachloi, so too the pan of the Kohen Gadol B'Kippurim, and the Menorah of every day of the year should also take from what's near it. And therefore, now that the Mizbech HaPanimi has a fire, because we took already from Mizbech HaChitzen, but therefore for the Menorah and for the fire of Lefnai V'Lefnim, they should take from what's closest to them, which is now, because there's the Keteres of every day of the year, should be taken from Mizbech HaPanimi, not from Mizbech HaChitzen. And therefore, maybe the logic would be, just like there you take from what's right near it, so to here we take from what's right near it, and therefore take from Mizbech HaPanimi and not from Mizbech HaChitzen. Therefore, the Gemara says, Tamalim, that's what we need the Pasuk to tell us. And this is where the Gemara explains what we need the term Esh Tamid for. Esh Tamid Tukad Al Mizbech L'Sich. But that's what the Pasuk is teaching you, that a fire of Tamid should be burning on the Mizbech, it should not be extinguished. That means to say, Esh Tamid Shamarti Lach. Regarding an area where I said that that fire should be Tamid, which is a reference to the Menorah, where it says, L'Halos Ner Tamid, that it should be constantly lit every single day. So that's what it means. Eish Tamid should late to hay, it should only be elaboration from Mizbech HaChitzen. Its source of fire for the menorah should be taken from Mizbech HaChitzen. And again, that answers the question of that Eish Tamid Lamaya. So what's it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that the Eish of Tamid, the fire of the menorah, which it says Tamid, should be taken, which as the context of that pasuk is saying, from the Mizbech HaChitzen, just like that Keteres we know is from that Mizbech HaChitzen. So too, the Eish Tamid is saying the menorah is also from there. Now, the Brisa continues, so Lamanu Eish LeMenorah. So we learned that, we know that the fire for the Menorah, as it says in the Pasuk Tamid, is taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Eish LeMacht Minayin. How do we know the fire of the shovel of Yom Kippurim should also be taken from Mizbeach HaChitzen and not what's from what's near it, just like we say for the Keteres every day of the year, it's taking what's near it from Mizbeach HaChitzen? So that the Brisa wanted to say V'dinu. It seems logical, because Nema Eish B'Macht, it says fire by the pan, Nema Eish B'Menorah, it says fire by the Menorah. Now, malahal nagabim mizbech hachitzen, just like over there by the menorah, we said you take it from the adam mizbech, like we learned from the term tamid, afkana mizbech hachitzen. So to hear by the pan of the kohen gadol and mikipurim, that's lefnai lefnim, should also be taken from mizbech hachitzen. Or klachal derchazor. However, the brisa says it's not necessarily logical. So you could take it a different way. You could say nemer ish b'keteres v'nemer ish b'machta, because not only does it say fire by menorah, but it also says fire by the keteres, and it says fire by the pan of the kohen gadol. So malahal b'samachle, just like over there we take from what's near it, because when you're coming to take the Keteres, there is no fire in the in the Mizbech. There's only fire because it was taken from the Adam Mizbech. So the closest thing from the Mizbech HaZahav, for the in the Mizbech, which is the Keteres every day of the year, is taken from what's closest to it, which is the Mizbech HaChitzen. Now, afkan b'samachle, and therefore here also by the machta of the Kohen Gadol, which has already the coals that were taken onto Mizbech HaZahav, should also take what's closest to it, which is the Mizbech HaPanimi, not the Mizbech HaChitzen. So how would I know that you take from the Chitzen? Maybe I would take from the Mizbech HaZav. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Mayikra. It says, regarding the Avoda on Yom Kippurim, it says, V'lokach maloi ha-machta gach le'esh. This is being learned out from a different Pasuk, where the Kohen Gadol should take a shovel full of fiery coals, mi'al ha-mizbech, from on top of the Mizbech. Now, where is this? Mi'lifne Hashem, that's before, in other words, in front of Hashem, which is on the western part of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that the Brisa says, Ezehu Mizbech. Now, which Mizbech is it? Shemiktsasi lefnei Hashem ve'enku lefnei Hashem. That only part of it is in front of Hashem. And therefore, the Pasuk is telling us, as the Drush we said, that, oh, this part that is lefnei Hashem, part not. Now, you have to make sure when you take it from Mizbech, it should be lefnei Hashem. Which Mizbech is not only in front of Hashem, and therefore the Pasuk is telling you that when you take it from that Mizbech, it should be from the part that is lefnei Hashem. So then I would tell you which Mizbech is that. It's the Adam Mizbech, because the inner Mizbech is totally Lifnei Hashem. Now, the Mizbech HaChitzen is not, in front of Hashem would be what's in front of the Heichel, not the entire Mizbech is in front of that. Only part of it. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that when you're taking from it, it has to be in the area that's lifnei Hashem, whereas it couldn't be the one that's in the Heichal, because that's totally in lifnei Hashem. It's inside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that's the source, again, for taking the fire of the Machta. So therefore, we have both sources where we said that although the Pasuk tells us that the Ketairis of every day of the year is taken from this Beach Hachitzen, as the Brisa started off, Eish Tamatukam Mizbech Lisichbeh, that's taken from the Beach Hachitzen. However, we needed two different sources, one of Eish Tamat to teach that the fire of the Menorah is taken from Mizbech Hachitzen, and we need a separate Pasuk of Mizbech, the Slifnei Hashem, that which one is some, is part yes, part not, that's Mizbech Hachitzen. That's where the Kohen Gadol takes his Maracha, that's where he takes his Machta, the pan of the coals for the Ketairis that's Lefnei V'Lefnim, he takes it also from Mizbech Hachitzen. Now the Gemara clarifies the Pasuk based on what we had just said. Now the Pasuk says that the Ketairis that's Lefnei V'Lefnim, the coals should be taken from the Mizbech that's Lefnei Hashem. Mizbech that's in front of Hashem. So the Brayer says, V'itzach L'michtav Me'al Mizbech, we had to write that the words that it should be from on top of the Mizbech. V'itzach L'michtav Me'al Hashem, we also had to say that it should be from what's in front of Hashem. Because the Ikaz Rachmanah Me'al Mizbech had it only written that what's on top of the Mizbech and not the words Lefnei Hashem. So Havamina, my Mizbech, then I would have thought to say, so which Mizbech is he taken from? As we said, maybe even more logical that way it is from, that means Mizbech Panimi, the inner Mizbech, because that's what's closest to him, to the Ketairis that's being done Lefnei V'Lefnim. Therefore, Kaz Rachmanah Me'al Hashem, therefore the Torah wrote, that has to be the one that's part, that it's the area that's in front of Hashem, which is the Mizbech HaChitzen, as we explained before, because the one inside is, you don't have to write Lefnei Hashem, it's all Lefnei Hashem. Now, the Ikaz Rachmanim Lefnei Hashem had it only written, it should be taken from fire that's in that area that's in front of Hashem. So, Havamina Davkim Lefnei Hashem. I would have thought to say that it has to be exactly opposite the Pesach of the Heichal that's directly in front of Hashem. We continue on top of Memov and Aleph of Mehaigis to Mehaigis, but if it's a little bit to the sides of the entryway that's facing on Mizbech HaChitzen, facing the Pesach of the Heichal, Emelai, I would have thought to say that even though it's on the western part of Mizbech, but since it's not directly opposite the entryway, that then it would not be valid to take the fire from there for the Machta of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. Tzricha, therefore, was necessary to say also al Mizbech that it's not just necessarily just Lefnei Hashem, but when it says Lefnei Hashem, it means to say in the western part of the Mizbech, and therefore it says al Mizbech to say, but it doesn't have to be directly opposite the entryway, as long as it's somewhere Lefnei Hashem, which means the western part, but it could even be a little bit to the north or the south. It doesn't have to be directly opposite the opening. And again, that's why it has to say also Lefnei Hashem, because if I only had Me'al Mizbech, I would have thought to say which Mizbech, maybe Mizbech HaPnimi, and not Mizbech HaChitzen.